Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. In the last broadcast, we began to share with you on the subject of prayer, and we're going to be talking about accurate New Testament prayer. It's important that we understand what prayer is not. We mentioned the fact that it is not the traditional way of just praying prayers of men or just praying whatever you want. It is not telling God about your problem. He already knows what you have need of before you ask Him. We saw that in Matthew 6, verse 8. It is not bombarding the gates of heaven to get through. We now can come boldly to the throne of grace, so we can come before the presence of God in prayer. It is also not asking and asking and badgering God so that He finally hears and answers us, because the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and His ears are open unto their prayers. It's also not convincing God that He should give us the promise because the promise has already been given to us. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in Him are yea and in Him amen. It is also not manipulating God to get Him to change His mind or be favorable to us so that He'll do something for us. No, He's the Lord that changes not, Malachi 3:6. He's one who performs the word. So it's important that we understand what prayer is so we can pray effectively, accurately in the New Testament and see results. Now, what is prayer? It is communicating with God, not just talking with Him. In James 5:16, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's going to be very successful if we learn how to pray accurately and effectively. It is communicating with God according to His Word. His Word is spiritual law. Also, prayer that is effective is in the Spirit. We saw in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, where they prayed with all prayer, all manner of prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So prayer that's going to be effective will be in the Spirit according to the Word of God, and God's going to respond to that. Another thing about what prayer is, it's contact with the spiritual realm, taking aim at the things not seen, and it will influence, change, and shape the natural realm. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. It also wages warfare, spiritual warfare, against evil spirits, in the heavenlies as well as in people's lives. As we bind, we loose, we cast out, cast down, we use our authority in prayer with prayers of authority against the evil spirits. Remember that people are not our problem. Ephesians 6:12 says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against the spiritual wickedness in high or heavenly places. We also saw that prayer puts the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God, because His Word is His will. And as you pray the Word, it's going to bring the will of God to pass. It is a legal transaction in the Spirit as you are praying spiritual law in the spirit realm, and God is going to respond to that according to your covenant relationship. Also, prayer is putting the angels to work in the Spirit as well. We saw in Hebrews 1:14 that the angels are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. That's you and me, if you're born again, and you and I can put them into operation through prayer. In Matthew 26:53, Jesus said, "Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and He shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" He could pray to the Father, and the Father would send forth the angels to deal with that situation. Psalms 103 verse 20 also tells us something. It says, "Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word." That means that whenever you pray the word of God or speak the word of God, the angels are going to hearken unto it. So the angels are going to be put to work in the Spirit as we pray accurately and effectively. It also releases the ability and the power of God as the power of God is resident in the Word. Now, we pointed out that there's a change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. There's a change in the covenants, we know. We're not under the Old Covenant any longer. We're under the New Covenant. In the Old Covenant, they were not born again. They were not redeemed. They were not righteous. They had no free approach to God. They were only servants, not a son or daughter. Not all of them were priests. They had a very limited approach to God, and they could only approach through a temple made with hands, and God was not their heavenly Father. But now in the New Testament, the covenant we have, we are born again, we're redeemed, we're made righteous, we have a free approach to God, we are now sons and daughters. All are priests, we have no limits on our approach to God, and we can approach through a temple made without hands, which is us, and God is now our heavenly Father. Now there's a change in prayer from the Old Testament to the New Testament. We pointed out the fact that in the Old Testament they would pray to God or Lord God as servants. We saw that out of 1 Kings 8:28. Also, they would ask God to give ear unto their prayer, hear their cry, attend to their prayer, and not hide from their supplications. We saw that in Psalms 55:1 and Psalm 61, verse 1. They also made their petition to God and hoped he would grant what they would ask or request, as example was in 1 Samuel 1:27. And they could not come to the throne of grace and pray. They couldn't freely approach God because they weren't right with him. And, of course, God wasn't their heavenly Father, so they had no confidence in prayer. While in the New Testament it's different. The Lord hears the prayers of the righteous. And also, we now pray a prayer of faith with confidence, knowing that it will come to pass. We saw that scripture in 1 John 5:14, where it says, "This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." This shows that we pray with confidence, and we know he hears us, and we will know that we have what we have prayed. And that was not under the Old Testament. Now we're going to pick up from here. Over in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, we see Jesus teaching the disciples how to pray. Verse 1 says, "It came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Well, they wanted to know how John taught his disciples. Well, he responded by teaching them to pray, but he didn't teach them John's way. He taught them New Testament way. And we see this really brought out in parallel passage over in Matthew chapter 6, in verse 9, where he says, "After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." So, he was pointing to the fact that they pray to the Father, and that denotes the fact that there would be relationship to God as our Heavenly Father, and we would be His child, a son or a daughter of God. It says, "which art in heaven." That refers to approaching the Father in heaven, meaning we have free access into the presence of God, and also the fact that God is not dwelling in temples made with hands any longer. Next, it speaks of "hallowed be thy name," because when we pray in the New Testament, we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the name above every name, and Jesus is now the high priest. So when you pray in the name of Jesus, you are bringing into operation the high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ. They would also pray about the kingdom coming. The kingdom refers to the rule and the reign of God. When you pray, you're going to bring forth His rule and His reign into operation. It also speaks of His will being done in earth as in heaven. The will of God will be done here just like it's done in heaven as you and I pray the Word of God, because the Word of God is spiritual law and it is God's will, and we will bring forth God's will in our life and in the earth as we pray the Word of God. It also speaks of giving us daily bread. What will prayer do? Prayer will release our daily provision to meet our daily needs. So you're going to be praying your needs in. It also speaks of forgiving our debts. We must forgive, and we must be in right fellowship with the Lord. We have to forgive every person who's ever wronged us or hurt us. It also speaks of Him not leading us into temptation, but delivering us from evil. Prayer keeps us from falling into temptation, and it delivers us from evil. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, it says, "Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Therefore no evil shall befall us if we learn to pray effectively." And then it finishes up with, "Thine is the kingdom, power, and glory." That's the results of New Testament prayer. When you pray, you're going to bring forth the kingdom, which is the rule and the reign of God. And what happens as you pray the Word of God, which has the power of God resident in it, the miraculous ability of God will be released, and then the glory, which is the manifest presence of God, will come forth in our life. So as we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, we are going to release the rule and the reign of God. As we speak forth His word in prayer, the power of God will go into operation, and then God will show up with His manifest presence in our life to perform the word of God. Now, it's important that we learn how to pray accurate, effective New Testament prayer, and I trust that you're open and teachable, because we're going to begin to talk about some things which most people don't know too much about, and that is understanding that we do not request or ask in the New Testament or petition. Instead, we make a demand of what is due us, and you're going to see this as we begin to talk about how we approach the Father in prayer. In John chapter 16, in verse 23 and following, it says this, "And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." So verse 23 speaks of a change in prayer. Notice what it says. It says, in that day, talking about the day after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which means the new covenant would come into being, he says, you shall ask me nothing. Jesus is doing the speaking. So we're not going to ask Jesus anything in the New Testament era. The word ask is a very important word to look up, and you got to learn to look up words. It is the word erateo, which means to request as a favor, or to petition, or to ask something generally. So we're not going to request or petition or ask of Jesus anything. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. This shows the fact that we're going to approach the Father, not Jesus, and we're going to approach him in the name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is now the high priest of this covenant. And when you pray in his name, you are bringing into operation the high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ, because the priest would go through the high priest to approach God. It's the same today that you and I as priests are to approach the Father through our high priest Jesus. That's why we pray in the name of Jesus. So it speaks here of approaching the Father in the name of Jesus, and he said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he'll give it you. The word ask is not the word erateo. It is the word aiteo, and this is important that we understand. There's a different word from the first word ask in verse 23 and the second word ask. Again, the first word ask is erateo, which means request as a favor, while the second word ask, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, is aiteo. And this particular word means a demand of something due you, not to make a request. It is making a spiritual, legal demand of what is due you. And then he goes on and says, hitherto, which means up to this time, have you asked, same word, aiteo, nothing in my name. Ask, aiteo, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. This shows that we're not going to make a request as a favor any longer. We're now going to make a demand of what is due us. And we're out of time for today, but we're going to pick up with this and explore this area and help you to understand how you approach the Father in New Testament prayer to see results. As I close the program today, I want to make available to you my book, Accurate New Testament Prayer, a very important book for the body of Christ, revealing the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. This book is available for $6, postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.